Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Dr. Gorgashaw, it's John Williams. You're on WGN. How are you?
Fine, thanks. It's great to be here.
So what do you want to say?
I listen to you. I agree. It doesn't mean you can't be president of the United States. There's probably no president that we've ever had or should have that doesn't have some aspects of narcissistic personality disorder. I don't know what got into George Conway this weekend. However, I will say that I think the issue is fitness to serve, not mental health diagnosis. And that's a real concern for
a lot
of
people. The difference between fitness to serve and what we're talking about?
Well, Conway went on Twitter with these screen grabs, as you said, from the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of the American Psychiatric Association. So we psychiatrists use that to diagnose people with mental disorders. I don't think that's useful in the political or public sphere.
Right.
Not clear. As you said, what do you do with it? But fitness to serve is something that I've written about. I've contributed a chapter to a book coming out, actually being published tomorrow, called The Dangerous Case of Donald Trump. And one thing interesting in that book, there's 37 experts contributing their thoughts, most of them mental health people, and there's not agreement on Trump in terms of a diagnosis. What my chapter's about, what I tried to do, is look at what makes a leader fit to serve and able to carry out his duties and responsibilities, like the 25th Amendment says. And I found something, I found the Army Field Manual on Leadership that defines what a leader with great responsibility, the characteristics they need to have just to be a leader with tremendous responsibility. And that's what we should be looking at with Trump, not a diagnosis.
Yeah, that's interesting. I think all of us are armchair psychologists. We say the guy's crazy or this is remarkable. And it is remarkable. I don't even know what crazy means, but I'm still of a mind that whatever the flaws are in this man's makeup, he can cajole the Republicans to put in a conservative tax plan. You know, I mean, I think he can actually still be president. Nothing there leads me to conclude that you've got to invoke the 25th Amendment, for instance.
Well, the question is he dangerous, really? That's what we really want to know. And I think it's a political question in a sense, but yeah, he can get the Republicans to pass the tax plan. Is he able to make decisions in a responsible way? And from my view, I looked at five criteria that come from this Army Field Manual. It's what the Army looks for in a leader. One is decision-making. Can he see the consequences of his actions and speech? Secondly, a really important one is discipline and self-control. And then the Army also emphasizes the capacity for empathy, which is related to this narcissistic personality disorder. Can he understand that there are other people there with feelings and care about them? And if a leader doesn't have those traits,
would make a bad general. They would make a bad general.
And a bad commander-in-chief.
So what about that? I guess the question remains the same. Okay, so he's not ideally suited to be a commander-in-chief, but he is.
Right.
What about that, Doctor?
What about it? Do you want somebody with no discipline and self-control as your commander-in-chief?
A lot of people do. A lot of people do. I mean, a lot of people do want this version of that. There's a lot of people who...
Right.
You know where I'm going with this. I mean, so is there a smoking gun psychologically in your mind that would say, oh my gosh, he should not be president?
Well, to my mind, I'm very worried about a president who lacks discipline and self-control. Now, his supporters might say he has it. So it's up to, I mean, George Conway and Bill Kristol, the two conservatives who tweeted over the weekend, are encouraging other Republicans to look at his mental health. I would say look at his behavior and his capacity, these 50 tweets, is that somebody with discipline? Is that somebody who understands the consequences of his actions? Is that somebody who, when he calls John McCain, I mean, what did he say about John McCain?
Last
in his class.
Last in his class at Annapolis, John McCain. And then he's mad at him. And this is the, you know, the thing that's just kind of most childish. And again, I don't know that that doesn't mean you don't get to be president. But it's just so childish that he's still dragging around the memory of John McCain. Or for that matter, Hillary Clinton. My goodness,
right.
He's been president for 2 years now. Hillary Clinton is irrelevant, but he can't
right.
let those things go.
He can't let go. So that means that his brain is preoccupied, his mind is preoccupied with John McCain, Hillary Clinton, Saturday Night Live, and the Democrats stole the election. Does this sound like a person who is really paying attention to what he should be? Can he pay attention to dangers in the world, reality in the world, the things that face us? I have my own answer, which is no. But.
Yeah, but I think you're making a very interesting distinction for us, and that is while all of this stuff about his childish attitude is upsetting to some of us, you're not saying that's the reason. That's not the thing that alarms you. It's that he's the commander-in-chief of our military forces. And those things...
Well, he's negotiating with our allies and our enemies. And to do that, to command our military forces, including our nuclear force, and to negotiate with the leaders of North Korea or Germany and France, you have to be able to think. And if you're preoccupied with Saturday Night Live's insults,
I understand that. But I think people point to his table pounding with the UAW and General Motors, or the way he treated maybe Kim Jong-un in the last summit that essentially didn't happen. I think there are some people that would point to that and say, And they may be right. That bully pulpit that he's exercising might not be a bad way to go. I mean, it looks temperamental, but maybe that'll work against these people.
I think the strongman appearance he had, mode he has had for years now, is very attractive to people. It's the idea that there's this strong dad who's not going to be able to let anybody get away with us, get away with anything. And only I can protect you. Only I can do it. We're very attracted to a strong father image and an authoritarian figure. That doesn't mean he's capable of making good decisions or seeing nuances or paying attention to the right, to all the information. And, you know, this Army manual I ran across as I was trying to grapple with all this is really fascinating because it details what a leader needs to do, not just the general, but anybody leading people. You have to be able to understand the consequences of your actions. You have to gather information and respect other people's opinions. You have to be empathic. You have to trust other people.
Understood. Dr. Prudence Gorgashan is the former president of the American Psychoanalytic Association, a Chicagoan psychologist at Invantage Advising and a contributor of Dangerous Case of Donald Trump. When you get back to Chicago, I know you're on the road. Do come through our studio. Do get me a copy of the book, too, doctor. I'm fascinated by all of this.
I'd love to. Thank you so much.